1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Time to talk food, specifically the Flint Hills Mall food truck rally on a rather busy community calendar for Saturday. We've got Frenchie Fry, we've got Nicole Lipson to talk about this in a lot more detail.
Frenchie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing well.
Good, good. Well, welcome aboard here. And Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both on board. So, Frenchie, I will start with you. What has you excited here about the upcoming food truck rally?
Well, this is going to be our ninth food truck rally here at the mall, and you know, it's been a kind of a ongoing thing a couple times a year, and we're looking forward to having some good food and some people out here to enjoy the day. It looks like it might rain just a little bit, but I think it's going to skip over while we're serving.
Yeah, this is really an event that has grown, and Nicole, you've had significant participation here in the past couple of years, haven't you?
We have. There's been a lot of interest from new food trucks. In the May event, we had Tumi Peruvian Food, which presented their grand opening on our food truck rally, so that was really awesome.
Speaking of, who's going to be attending? At least who do you have tentative commitments for Saturday?
We have Lazy Butt Barbecue, Hogman's Barbecue, Granny's Sweets and Eats, Tumi Peruvian Food, JD's Woodfire Pizza and Sweet Treats, the Flint Hills Food Truck, and Gabby's Aguas Locas is going to be attending as well.
That's right. You got the Flint Hills Tech Food Truck out there,
yes.
The Culinary Arts Department. We talked to them a couple of weeks ago, and they're fired up about being out at the food truck rally, and they've got they said we'll have a great menu, you know, for folks who stop by. So, Clarence, where exactly will things be set up, and when do things get started?
Well, it'll be in the west side of the parking lot on the west side of the mall, up against the industrial road. Everything's going to start about 11 o'clock. So they'll start serving about 11 o'clock, and we actually say it's till 3 o'clock, but they can serve as long as they have food or, no interest, I guess.
Yeah. So,
but, and typically there's a couple of them that'll go longer than that because they do bring enough. And we'll see how they do.
Nicole, from your perspective, how important is it to have the variety with the food trucks? Because, it seems like there's going to be something for everybody, and it seems like there's going to be something for every taste, regardless of the offerings or really the time of day. You could possibly pick up breakfast, lunch, dessert, and snack when you're there.
Yeah, we noticed that at our May event that a lot of people just wanted to try the various things and would go from food truck to food truck. So I think it's awesome that if you want to get barbecue from some place and an appetizer from another place and then finish off with dessert somewhere else, you have the option to do that all right there. Or if you have picky kids, you can just go from one food truck to the next.
There you go. There's options
galore. Oh, boy. There you go.
Out at the Flint Hills Mall Food Truck Rally. Become a staple here in the Emporia community. A lot of people love to get out and food truck it. These food trucks, they provide great quality product, and it's great to get that variety of food here and have those options available. Well, Frenchie, how are things at the mall gearing up for what I'm sure Halloween and then the holiday season's not that far away, huh?
Yeah, Nicole and I were talking about that the other day. We got enough candy, I think, this year that we won't have to run out and get some more. But I just can't get this thing right sometimes, Ron. We think we've ordered enough candy, and by gosh, we got to run out and get some more. Luckily, Walgreens is right next door, so it's just a little trip over there, and we rush back and make sure all the kids have candy. This year, we've got not just candy; we've got some. You'll have to ask Nicole. I forgot.
Pretzels and cheese balls. We're trying to have a little bit more of a variety for those parents who don't necessarily want their kids to have candy at the same time.
Yeah. All sugared up. Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. Frenchie, what does it mean for you to see these kind of events and really these high turnout events taking place either inside the mall or in the parking lot and what these type of events do for your merchants?
Well, I think it's brand recognition. It's getting people, out here to realize that, amazingly, you'll talk to some people that don't even know we had a mall here, but most of those are young students that are here for the first time in Emporia. But, you know, we want to get the word out and get people here in the mall, at the mall. We've got Malloween coming up. We've got the Craft and Trade Show in November. And then, of course, right after that, we'll be setting up for the holidays and, you know, getting everything sparkly for Santa to come by.
Sparkly, I like that.
Yeah, sparkly for Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, okay.
Nicole, what's left to do between now and Saturday?
Really? We just are waiting for the food trucks to come up. I would like to have a little space where the kids can draw with sidewalk chalk or hang out safely, where the parents can sit and watch them. So that's something that we need to get set up where the kids can have a play place, because that's one thing we noticed at the last event was there's a lot of parents with children, and the children had all the energy. So we'd like to give them something to do that day as well.
Kids don't like that energy thing. They've got abundance of that. That is for sure. Well, the Food Truck Rally, Flint Hills Mall, this Saturday, beginning at 11. You are all invited to attend. Frenchie, good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
Nicole, thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Nicole Empson and Frenchie Fry. Flint Hills Mall, their Food Truck Rally, the Fall Food Truck Rally. Is this Saturday, Chuck?
Yeah, make sure that you enjoy that. Don't forget that we've got a busy morning show tomorrow as well, starting with our Can the Bots preview, where the Newsmaker segment following a long list of garage sales and a pretty cool Feel Good Friday that I think you'll like here as well. That's going to be